have the great Philip King on the line. Are you in the kingdom, dear heart, or where are you?
I am. I'm about 8 miles west of Dingle in the studios of Radio na Gaeltachta in Iarthar Gaoinic agus Thann. I'm sure Gaheave and Thoshiel Lauren Sara, and I'm in tip-top form, Marty, and a delight to speak to you.
And to you, Ciart Galore. I'm so glad to have you. I have to say something about your current work before we go any further, which I will come to in a moment. The other morning, the sun shone, I was coming in, I said to myself, do you know, there's only one song I can play. And I played Party on the Beach at 7:05 the other morning.
Good man.
Well, I thought it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what it is? Sonny Condell, who wrote the song.
A very fine personality.
And who is part and parcel of the Scullion piece and the Tiernan O piece. Indeed. He is a remarkable songwriter. Oh. He is consistently writing songs from, I suppose, Wait Till I See, Time Is Like a Promise with Tiernan O'Gan, all the way through Carol and Wait Till I See, Down in the City and Eyelids into Snow. And this new record, we've been privileged to be able to go back into a beautiful studio in Dublin, the Clinic Studios in Dublin, and it's just been a great little journey, and the musical expedition continues.
I'm delighted. Now, you have the album isn't coming till September.
That's right.
Now, there's every danger I could make it Marty Recommends Album of the Week, which will do you no favours, but I will do it because I know it's going to be gorgeous, and that's the thing. Am I right? It will be gorgeous.
Well, it's as I say, it's been a privilege to have that continuation of work continue on. Sonny's been writing great songs, and particularly at the time of COVID, when we were all isolated one from the other, that thing that affected us and isolated us, what we needed to do was to ameliorate some of the difficulty of that and find ourselves collapsing distance between us and bringing ourselves together. And I think music has that unique power to do that. You know that from the radio program, and you know that from the diversity of music that you love and that you play on the radio. So to go into a studio with a bunch of new songs and to go about them and to work with a really remarkable creative team, and that's one thing I would like to say. I think we're going through a sort of a golden age in Irish music across the board here, not just in terms of the writing of the songs, but the production of the songs, and then working with the technical crews that make us audible and visible on a stage is just fantastic. It's great to see that skill set.
We're coming down with such talent. We are coming down week after week, and I'm sure it happens to you. CDs are sent in. Now, not everything is going to be wonderful, but amongst them, you will find an absolute gem. And this is happening all the time.
And the other thing, Marty, about that is that, you know, what the soundtrack of now is doing is it's an eloquent, emotional response to a diverse, modern, pluralist Irish Republic 100 years since independence.
Yes.
And, you know, the profound social legislation that has happened over the last number of years, everything isn't right, but we are getting to a place where I guess we are more grown up, we are 100 years old, we are making legislative and social legislation that is improving the lives of a diverse population in Ireland. And that diversity and those new Irish citizens that are coming here and working and engaging and mixing with and becoming Irish, and sometimes, to use the old phrase, more Irish than the Irish themselves, we are finding ourselves with a hugely rich scene. And the messaging that we send out to the world through our music is a remarkable message. And it is that this is a modern place.
And it is.
This is a creative place. This is a place where new intellectual property is created. And you know what it is? It's the same natural resource of imagination that writes the piece of code, that designs the new chip, that writes the song, the play, the book, or the film.
Yeah, and also, I think it has to be said, a very fine place to live, a very fine country to live. When you look around, as a fellow said, at some of the alternatives.
Yes, well, I mean, everything, as I say, is not right.
No,
but I would say that it's getting better.
It's getting better. Yeah. But listen, speaking of going back and forth and back and forth, the Fruit Smelling Shop. Now, let's talk about James Joyce for a second.
Sure.
This is the Fruit Smelling Shop is a song written by Mr. James Joyce, reimagined by Scullion.
That's right.
Let's talk about it.
Well, to begin with, it comes and is it's a direct quotation, word for word, rhythmically, lyrically, and word-wise from Ulysses.
Yes.
And everybody knows that it is the centenary of the publication of Ulysses, the novel that changed literature and the grammar of what it is to write literature and write a novel forever. And, I mean, Joyce, the great creator, the great deconstructionalist, the emigre who left Ireland physically but never left Dublin in his mind.
No, never.
And we, many years ago, when we were making the first Scullion record, went and recorded this song. Sonny was sitting at the piano at home one day, and he had just, I mean, this is true, he had the book open on the piano and doodling away, a chord, one chord followed the other, and certainly, sir, is it in the city? Oh yes, Blazes Boylan said 10 minutes. The blonde girl handed him a docket and a pencil. Will you write the address, sir? And that beautiful line, Blazes Boylan rattled merry money in his trousers pocket. What's the damage, he asked. The blonde girl slim fingered reckoned the fruits. Blazes Boylan looked into the cut of her blouse. He took a red carnation from a tall stemmed glass. Send it out at once, will you? It's for an invalid. Yes, sir. I will, sir. And the song was born. We recorded it back then. And then the James Joyce Society, the James Joyce people in Dublin, Doreena Gallagher approached Sonny last year and asked him, would we reimagine the song as the centenary of Ulysses was coming along? And we engaged with the wonderful Crash Ensemble, and you will know them very well.
Yes, of course.
The string quartet from The Crash, Gemma Doherty, who is a great singer, a great arranger, a member of Saint Sister, and ourselves, found ourselves in the studio with Leon O'Neill and David Anthony Curley, and we reimagined the song, recorded it, and here it is for Bloomsday 2022.
You've just introduced it yourself. Here it is. There it is, the fruit smelling shop reimagined from Scullion. Jeepers, Philip, it sounds wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's wonderful. Are you touring? Are you on the road, the lads? Or what's the story?
We are, and this Bloomsday night we're in Inishbofin. We're I'm heading up from Kerry into Inishbofin this evening, and then tomorrow we're in Carrick and Shannon, and then on Saturday night we're on Arranmore Island, just off the Donegal coast, and I can't wait. Really looking forward to it. It's wonderful to be back on the road.
Come here, you'll overnight there, will you?
Oh, we will.
Oh, that'll be great.
It will.
Be quiet night after the concert.
It will be a very quiet night.
Straight to the bed.
We'll be listening to the sounds of the ocean like Nina and Frederick.
Of whom you are immensely fond over the years, I know that. You've all the Nina and Frederick albums. Jeepers, I haven't heard of them since 1972.
Well, you'll have to play it now. Listen to the ocean echoes of a million seashells. Do you not remember, Marty?
I do, Nina and Frederick, you nut. Listen, I need my girl. I have to ask you about this.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Great.
Oh, it's a great song. Now, just to explain, this is the National, that's the link there. So talk to us about I Need My Girl, because I'm very fond of it.
Well, as you know, I'm living in West Kerry, and for the last 20 years, when I moved here about just over 20 years ago, and our triplets were very small at that stage. Now they're coming along and grown and gone and out in the world. And we wondered what we would do, and we began the Other Voices journey back then, and in the Church of St. James. And about 7 or 8 years ago, the National were coming to play in Ireland. I think High Violet had just been released, and they were flying into Dublin. The weather was so bad they were diverted to Shannon. They got off in Shannon and they drove to Dublin, did a show in the Olympia that night, and got off the stage in the Olympia, got into the bus and drove directly to Dingle on a wintry, cold, snowy night. And they arrived in Benner's Hotel and we sat down and we had a great welcome for them. And they fell in love with this place and we fell in love with them. As individuals and as people, they are a profoundly creative bunch of people. And they have now a deep relationship with Ireland. Both Bryce and Aaron Desner have a very strong relationship here. Right. They work with people like Mary Hickson and they work with Lisa Hannigan, and they're wonderful people. And I love their music. They're from Cincinnati, Ohio. They're politically aware, they're culturally wise, and they're inventive musically, and they are musical expeditionaries. And they recorded a song, wrote and recorded a song called I Need My Girl, which has a distillation of a sort of a Raymond Carver or Richard Ford short story. It's sort of oblique and obtuse with a very powerful pop hook. Do you remember Nick Lowe used to say, pure pop for now people? They managed to do that and distill this thing down, and we fell in love with the little riff that goes with it, that jingly jangly riff at the top of at the top of the song, and just decided that we would record it, and there it is.
And there's a great warmth in your recording of it.
Thank you.
It's lovely. I really like it now, I must say. And to the point where I'm going to play it. It'll not get you any money, but at least I'm playing it.
Right.
There's a decency in me somewhere at the back of it all.
you were always decent, Marty. Let me say that.
Do what I can. But I mean, I think back. Look, the length of the career with Scullion. Like, I think about Islands into Snow and all these things. Like, it's such a long run, but it's terrific. And it's when you play Scullion today, they still sound as good as they did. They really do. I think the music has stood the test of time.
Well, Sonny is a creator.
And
a creative artist. And myself and Sonny and Robbie.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we're great pals. There's a deep bond there.
Yeah.
But the thing about the continuity of the thing, Marty, is that, you know, I mean, artists don't retire in the same way that you finish your job and you're finished with that and that's the end of it. Right. You know, artists don't do that. And we're lucky that physically we're intact and that we can sit up on the stage. We were at Boris House a couple of weekends ago and it was glorious. In fact, it was last weekend. And had just a great day out. And when you close your eyes and sit on a stage, time stands still.
Yeah.
And there is that sensation.
And the years fall away.
That's right. That the music, you know, changes everything. And there's a great poem by Rumi, the old Persian poet from the 12th, 13th century, and he says, "Don't worry about saving these songs, and if one of our instruments breaks, it doesn't matter. We have fallen into the place where everything is music. The strumming and the flute notes rise into the atmosphere, and even if the whole world's harp should burn up, there will still be hidden instruments playing. So the candle flickers and goes out. We have a piece of flint and a spark." And I have to say, the spark is still there to want to play, more so now than ever. It's a screen-dominated life for many of us these days. It's a screen-dominated life for the young generation of people, for the generation of people who will own the future. And there is a sort of a digital loneliness, in my view, attached to that. And I think that what the act of playing music live and doing it live is something that is a help in humanizing the artificial and in making sense of the virtual and the augmented, that it is human, real, visceral, tactile, and warm. And during the pandemic, we had the great privilege of making a series of live streams from around Ireland. And we asked Denise Chyla, would she come in to the National Gallery of Ireland? And there she was, standing in the middle of the floor with her band, with Daniel O'Connell looking down at her, and then at the other end of the room there was Aoife and Strongbow and the marriage, the big Daniel MacLeish painting. And then we put Fontaine's DC into Kilmainham Jail and asked them to play their wonderful music live. And there was just that sensation, to use the phrase I've used earlier on, of collapsing distance and bringing people together at a time of isolation. And music has that power and has that magic.
It does. If only I could get a word out of you when I interview you, it'd be so much easier.
I know.
If only you'd answer a simple question.
Well, we could do. I remember years ago doing a live program with Matt Malloy and Artie McGlynn, and we were in Ennis in County Clare. Said, hello, good evening, and you're all very welcome to Kelly's Bar in Ennis in County Clare, the home of traditional music. I'm joined this evening by Matt Malloy, Artie McGlynn, Dolores Keane. Artie, how are you?
Silence.
Live.
not a clue. But the great Artie McGlynn, who he played one year with Van at the Rose of Tralee. I'll never forget it.
He did.
I was mesmerised by him.
He is a beautiful man.
And
gone but never forgotten.
That's right. That's right. What was that great phrase Mike Milligan used to say? Forgotten but not gone. Remember that?
I do.
Anyway, God bless Artie McGlynn. Listen, happy Bloomsday, and it's lovely talking to you. Safe journeys. I hope we'll get to see you maybe this neck of the woods live, which would be lovely to go and see. And I want to finish with I Need My Girl. But Philip, it's always a joy. The last time we chatted was outside the airport. Do you remember?
I do. In Fairn Four. And I just have to say, a delight to see you. New licentia.
And you too.
A big warm hug. I hope you're safe and well. And
we are.
May you endure for a long time.
We're smiling through adversity, as we always say. Okay. Keep the faith, Philip. God bless you. And thank you so much. And enjoy the day.
Míle buíochas.
Vines, but no one saw it. I 95% of them. I know I was a lot of things, but
full of punks and cannonballers.